another question. Do you know any details about that guy whose dad got attacked by the dogs or whatever?
Do I know the details?
Yeah, as far like, as how bad the guy got hurt or anything?
I know, like, the dad, like, the guy's dad.
Yeah.
I don't think he got hurt that bad, right, Jerianne?
Yeah.
And,
he just got a bite.
Well, he had a dog with him, right?
Uh-huh.
The dad had a dog, and the dog got killed. The dog that he was walking got killed, and the dad had to go to the hospital for some precautionary things, but
yeah.
It wasn't anything too serious, I know that.
Were they, like, just walking by the house, and these dogs just came out and attacked or something?
That's
or?
What it sounds like.
Yeah, that's the impression I've got.
Okay. Because I was just kind of appalled that he thought justice was served because an animal was dying. Because I really like dogs, and it's sad when dogs have to die. There's other things that I think that they could try to do before putting these dogs to sleep.
Like maybe you know? Have that owner never be allowed to own an animal again?
Yeah, like maybe take them away from the home. Because in all actuality, it is about the owner and what they do. Because my fiance had a Rottweiler, which Rottweilers, you know, are known to be real aggressive and mean.
Right.
Well, Peyote was very good. Unless he was told to attack, he didn't attack.
Your Rottweiler's dog, or your Rottweiler's name was Peyote?
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyways, so, I mean, it's all about the owner. So I think, like, if they took the dogs away and maybe, like, took them to a shelter where they maybe got tried to retrain them and try to do other things first before, okay, we're going to automatically kill this dog. And, you know, I just think that's kind of, justice was not served in my eyes.
You have to understand this guy was pretty emotional about it. His dog got killed
yeah.
and his dad got attacked by someone's dog.
Yeah.
So when you think about dogs, you know, and after one attacks you or your family member or kills your dog, you probably want it dead, you know?
See, I've gotten attacked by dogs before. I had a tongue bitten out my leg. You know, yada, yada, yada. Dogs, I've had my little dogs die from other dogs and stuff, and it's just like, it's in their nature. And, you know, I mainly got mad at the owners because I was like, what are you teaching your dogs? But,
yeah.
You know, it's just kind of like, crap happens, and, I mean,
I don't know. You should be able to walk down the street and not have someone's dog attack you, though. That's the main problem here, you know?
Yeah, and she should definitely
and with
not
as many,
be
with,
able to
with as many dogs as get killed because they don't get an owner you know then maybe they should probably kill the ones that are violent like that. I don't know if I agree with what you're saying because of that, you know. I mean, how many dogs die because they just, you know, are abandoned and then go to the pound and never get picked up?
I know see what you're saying, and you know, you're entitled to your opinion and I'm entitled to mine. That's why we live in this great country called America.
But wouldn't you rather this dog that went and killed someone else's dog and attacked this old man, wouldn't you rather that dog die and be out of the system before another dog has to die? Wouldn't you like that dog to move back up?
Yeah, I'd rather something else try to be done first, and if there's no way that they can quote-unquote save this dog from doing it again, then so another dog doesn't have to die. But I think, you know, maybe they should try other things first. You get what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. I just don't think that it's, you know, realistic because there's just not the resources to do that when you think of all the dogs that are locked up.
Yeah. So. It's just kind of weird how all the rehab places for humans and then dogs. Okay, you're dead. Yeah. Screw you, you're dead. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Are we rehabbing that many humans either? How many are in jail instead of in, you know, in rehab?
They get out on parole. They get out on, you know, good behavior and whatever.
And you're comparing humans to dogs now? Come on.
No, I'm not. It's just sad.
I understand where you're coming from. I understand. It's the owner's fault, and maybe the owner should be able to go to jail for a little bit for it, you know?
Because, I mean, those dogs could have been, you know, if she was smart, you know, keep them inside the house, put them on a chain, put them in a fence that they can't get out of.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, come on, common sense, hello.
Well, we appreciate the call. You made some very good points today.
All right.